And I got a bit of a question for you. Do you have anything embarrassing on your Facebook, your Instagram, or your Twitter? I mean, mine's mostly pictures of my cat, but I did go into a bit of a rant over the weekend about the TV show Alf, which could count as very embarrassing. Look, have you thought about the way that this kind of social media activity could affect the next job you apply for? Study of 2,000 people in Australia and the UK has found that 55% of businesses are actually using information found online about job applicants to help them make hiring decisions. That's up from 45% only a few years back. The process is called profiling, and it's becoming more popular, but only 40% of people maintain their social media sites with their current employer in mind. So how can you protect yourself next time you apply for a job? Well, to find out a bit more about this, we're joined by Paula McDonald, Professor of Work and Organisation from the Queensland University of Technology. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what are employers looking for when they're jumping online and checking out people's social media profiles?
So what online information provides employers is another source of information on top of the kind of traditional forms of evidence that they usually get through the job application process, such as through CVs and references and sometimes criminal background checks. So what online information allows them to do, it allows them to protect themselves and their shareholders from negligent hiring decision. It can sometimes enable them to verify the information on people's resumes, that it's true and correct. And it also lets them acquire information about a person's character, and this is probably the most contentious part of it, that may kind of affect their fit in the organisation or their productivity in the job.
Now, where does this fit in legally for someone to kind of make a hiring decision based on an online search?
Well, the legal side of things is very interesting. So, in principle, there's very, very few legal protections for employees or job applicants who post information online. There are a couple of exceptions to that, and that's if it can be shown that employers have used demographic information related to a ground that's protected in discrimination law. So say, for example, an employer used information based on someone's sex or their sexual orientation or their marital status, then that's a protected ground. But of course, in reality, it's very hard for a job applicant to prove that an employer made a decision on that basis, because profiling is often a covert practice.
Well, I was a little fascinated to hear that around about 3% of Aussies surveyed said that employers had actually asked for a username and password to some of their social media sites. Surely that's not okay.
The general public tend to think that is not okay. And we were surprised that the number was as high as 3%. Now, keep in mind that that's not 3% of every instance of job application. But 3% of people who had experienced it at some point in their lives. And it's, yes, generally considered to be very consensus. And in some jurisdictions overseas, it's actually been banned.
Now, I'm quite curious about this. If I'm sort of applying for a job, do I need to, I don't want to say protect myself, but what should I be doing about a potential boss or employer going online and checking out my social media, especially if I just think, you know, maybe I've been a bit, I've made a joke that could be a tiny bit off colour or something like that. What should I be doing?
Well, at the end of the day, you have very few protections, legal or otherwise, in terms of what you post online. It's generally considered that what you put up online is you're a publisher in a public realm. But there are a few things that people can keep in mind. So obviously they can keep their privacy settings up to maximum.
Yes.
They should always be mindful that it's possible for a prospective employer to see even sites that do have maximum privacy settings in place. For example, there have been cases of, people, if you have another co-worker who is a friend on Facebook, for example, they could do, even if you removed the post, they could do a screen dump of the post and share it with an employer. You could try and to relatively private forms of social media, such as WhatsApp, compared to more public forms such as Facebook. You can create a public profile specifically on sites like LinkedIn, or you could do the really old-fashioned thing. If you want to say something contentious, pick up the phone.
Paula, thank you very much. Some excellent advice there.
You're welcome.